You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Kahala Greer, Business Development Manager at Charlotte-based Top 5 Media Company, a branding firm that provides small businesses with their marketing and PR needs. Kahala, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to hearing your input and expertise. So first of all, for starters, where did the idea and inspiration for Top 5 Media Group come from?
Well, I would go to a lot of small businesses and just see that they had little to no exposure. I mean, how many times have you gone to a great small restaurant and you didn't even know that they were there? I wanted to be a voice for those people that you don't know that they're there because they can't afford an ad in, you know, a magazine, a trade magazine, or they can't afford to get that kind of exposure in, you know, a paper or some sort. So that's kind of where I come in to be that voice for the voiceless, which are the small businesses that you don't know that they're there. So that's where my idea came from.
And what is one habit of yours that makes you more productive as an entrepreneur? We can't get enough information in that regard. I look forward to hearing your input on that.
One habit that makes me more productive is to always hire people who are more advanced than I am. I need people around me that know what they're doing, that I can learn from. Sure, they can learn from me, but in business, you have to know that you want to hire people that are above and beyond, because those are going to be those people that help drive your point home. Whatever your thing is in business, you're going to need all the help you can get. So I don't need someone that's at my level. I need someone that can teach me. That's going to help my business. And it's helped me be definitely more productive.
And what is one strategy that has helped you grow your business?
One strategy that has helped grow my business is building relationships. I can't say that enough. Relationships are such a key part of what I do. If I can't build a relationship with a reporter or a producer, then my clients don't get any shine at all. So I'm at networking events. I'm at the Charlotte Chamber of Commerce. I'm everywhere just trying to shake hands and talk to people and build that rapport. I'm sending emails. I'm calling. I'm doing the whole bit because this is the key thing. People respond to who and what they know. So building those relationships is key.
And looking at the negative side, what is one failure that you've had as an entrepreneur and how did you overcome that?
I wouldn't call it a failure. I would say a challenge. One challenge as an entrepreneur is trying to do everything yourself because you feel like if I don't do it, it's not going to get done right. So let me just do this and do that. And by trying to do everything myself, I lost a lot of time. I lost potential clients because I was trying to take care of everything. So what I've learned to do is to delegate, which is something that I wasn't really good at before. I've learned to trust other people and trust that the job will get done in a timely fashion.
And that's some sound advice right there. Today we're joined by Kahala Greer, Business Development Manager at Charlotte-based Top 5 Media Company, a branding firm that provides small businesses with their marketing and PR needs here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Kahala, what three pieces of advice would you give to college students who wants or who desire to become an entrepreneur and feel they have that entrepreneurial spirit?
Three pieces of advice that I would give is to first have a business plan. You need some kind of GPS to know what direction your business should be going in. That is key. Another piece that I would give is to make sure your credit is clean. When you first start out, you will need all the financial help you can get, and sometimes mama doesn't have it. So you want to make sure that you can get your hands on as much money or, you know, pieces of finance that you can. And lastly, I would say utilize your current relationships with people because they can turn into clients. You'd be surprised how that tip could advance your business.
How do you find people to bring into your organization that truly care about the organization the way you do?
I usually network with people that have a lot of the same goals. I sometimes will bring in people that I've worked with previously, so I kind of know where their head is at, where it's not all about the finance, because I help small businesses. So obviously, small businesses don't have the kind of money that a large business would have. So I try to make sure that I keep those kind of people around me because it keeps us grounded as a business.
And what do you feel is the major difference between entrepreneurs and those who work for someone else?
I think the major difference with the entrepreneur is that that entrepreneur has all the risks, all the failures, and there's no guarantee that they'll get that return on the investment. When you work for somebody else, your employer takes on all those risks. So you can take your check and go home. You don't have to think about anything once you get home because all those risks are on your employer. So to me, those are the two differences.
And well said there. Now, in conclusion, what would you say are the top three skills needed to become a successful entrepreneur?
Wow. The top three skills that I would say is that you have to have perseverance because there are times that you're going to feel like you want to give up. You have to be a risk taker. You have to be able to kind of go out there and step out on faith. And lastly, you need great communication skills because you're going to be doing a lot of talking. Why? Because you're the person in the front. There's no one that's going to talk about your company better than you. That's what I would say.
And that certainly is some sound advice. We certainly do appreciate your joining us. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about Top 5 Media Group online and how they can best be in touch.
You can get more information by going to my website. That's www.top5mediagroup.com. And you can also catch us on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. We're all under Top 5 Media Group.
That's certainly easy enough. Kahala, thanks so much for joining us from Charlotte here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you all the best. Look forward to another conversation right here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. I'm honored, and I just want to thank you for having me today.
You're more than welcome. The pleasure certainly ours. We've been speaking with Kahala Greer, Business Development Manager at Charlotte-based Top 5 Media Group, a branding firm that provides small businesses with their marketing and PR needs. And once again, the website of reference and for contact, it's top5mediagroup.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the EPodcast Network.